We read this evening in two places in Paul's epistle to the Romans. Our study tonight is the law of God, and we read in chapter 7 in Romans and also in chapter 13, two passages which it will be evident give two very different views of the law of God. Romans chapter 7, and reading at verse 7. Paul begins here with a question which really flows from what is said in the previous verses. He speaks in verse 6 of being delivered from the law. And then he says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin that we need to be delivered from it? That's the force of that question. And he answers, God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, for example, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of covetousness, concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore, the law is not only not sin, but it is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. That is to say, the coming of the law into the situation makes sin a really critical matter. If you drive a car at 60 miles an hour through a built-up area, that's very unwise and foolish. But if that built-up area has a 30-mile speed limit, then doing that is not only unwise and foolish, it is culpable at law. And the bringing in of the law, the 30-mile limit, makes it a trespass for which you can be dealt with in the court and have your license either endorsed or suspended. That's what Paul means here. Sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Christ Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. That's one aspect. And now, in chapter 13, another aspect of law. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, the authorities. Lawfully constituted authority.
For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever, therefore, resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. That's how important the powers that be are. Whosoever, therefore, resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves condemnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. See, the conscience comes into it, because if the powers that be are ordained of God and you resist them, you're violating your own conscience because you know that they're ordained of God. Wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, income tax. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Amen. May God bless unto us these readings from his holy word.